Update. Kevin Kalchick, the hospital's president, provided the following statement. After a full day of negotiating in which my Michigan made a significant proposal that included an increase for our most senior nurses from $37 to $44.77 per hour, within 30 minutes of that proposal, the Michigan Nurses Association, MNA, responded by providing my Michigan Medical Center SU a 10-day strike notice. The MNA claims it is a strike for unfair labor practices. My Michigan is unaware of any unfair labor practices filed against us, and the MNA was unable to identify any such charges. Approximately 120 nurses could be affected by the strike notice, however, that does not mean that all nurses will strike. Each nurse may make their own decision. It is disappointing the bargaining nurses walked away from the table after the package we offered accomplished much of what they have been seeking. We have negotiated in good faith in more than 13 sessions up to this point, working hard to reach an agreement. We are very comfortable with what we have proposed. We believe our position is fair and reasonable and designed to keep us competitive in the challenging healthcare environment we face today. Moreover, our package respects the excellence of our nurses and all they have contributed to our patients and community. Earlier news release. Michigan Nurses Association. Registered nurses at my Michigan Medical Center SU late Wednesday delivered 10-day notice of an unfair labor practice strike to hospital executives. Nurses will strike for 5 days beginning at 6:45 a.m. April 15. Nurses at the hospital, who make up a local of the Michigan Nurses Association, voted unanimously last month to give their bargaining team the ability to call for a strike should it become necessary. Both sides met Wednesday for a 13th session of bargaining but did not reach agreement. Nurses have been working under a contract that expired December 31. We are willing to sacrifice our paychecks to fight for our patients because we cannot allow the situation at our hospital to continue to deteriorate, said Colleen Waukosh, RN, president of the local. It's clear that my Michigan executives are not taking our concerns about staffing seriously. They failed to act after our petition, and they failed to act after our informational picket. A strike is the only option we have left for us to show we are committed to advocating for our patients and our community. In months of negotiations, my Michigan executives have failed to offer any solutions that put nurses on par with my Michigan Alma or other Upper Peninsula hospitals, including UPHS Marquette, OSF Escanaba, and Marshfield Dickinson Iron Mountain. See a comparison chart here. Address the rising costs of health insurance they are trying to put on nurses, and withdraw proposed concessions, including demanding that unionized My Michigan Medical Center SU nurses give up their right to cash out unused PTO while allowing non-unionized employees at other My Michigan hospitals to keep that benefit. Previously, after an investigation by the federal government, the hospital was forced to post a settlement saying it would not illegally create the impression of surveilling RNs and would not illegally discipline nurses, including the union's president, for engaging in protected union activity. At least 10 charges of illegal behavior have been filed against My Michigan by employees and unions in the past decade. RNs feel that My Michigan's behavior has not improved despite the posting. Nurses have stated that they felt surveilled by the hospital during an informational picket last month and are concerned the hospital is not acting in good faith. The Michigan Nurses Association is investigating those allegations and may take further action. Nurses point out that My Michigan is spending significant resources everywhere except in direct patient care. My Michigan Health announced recently that it is acquiring Ascension Michigan's locations in Saginaw, Tawas, and Standish, and that it is undergoing a $10 million medical records update at My Michigan Medical Center SU. It is hard to understand how My Michigan executives can easily spend $10 million on a new record system for our hospital, yet they refuse to invest in the people who actually provide the care day after day, said Brittany Barrett, RN. Nurses want the best for our patients, and that means having enough staff to provide the best care possible. We are losing nurses to other hospitals because My Michigan pays so little in the SU, that's not fair to our community. We are united in standing strong for what's right.